This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
Welcome back to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Bach, Caliente on the board, coming to you from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us, call or text at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. You know this because you've probably been outside. It's very cold. And just a reminder, keep an eye on your pets.
It's 8 degrees
outside. It's 8 degrees. The wind chills are... And these are only, what, 25, 30 mile an hour wind gusts?
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's chilly. Keep an eye on your pets. Don't leave them out there too long unless apparently if you have a husky. Have you seen some of the videos of huskies on Instagram? And they show up on my Twitter feed all the time. People having actual arguments with their huskies who will not come inside.
My mother-in-law, their neighbor has a husky, a big, like, you know, Jack London type husky. Like, this is built for speed.
Right.
Every time I go to her house, that husky isn't just sitting on the patio furniture. It's lounging on the patio furniture. Like, what's up? How you doing? You want to come join me?
I'm having a good day.
In this icy hellscape? Come on. Yeah.
But they're so vocal. It's hilarious. You can, if you're looking for a laugh, go to Instagram, go to TikTok, and just put in husky.
Husky scream.
Huskies arguing.
Yeah.
And because they actually argue with their owners, it's hilarious. But my whole point was keep an eye on your pets in this very cold weather. Dogs can take it up to a certain point, but at some point, too, their pads can get frostbite.
Frostbite, they can crack under the salt can get trapped in there.
Just, so be careful.
Yeah.
Just be careful. Calvin, it's 11:53. That means it is time for...
This shouldn't be a thing.
Today's Tisbets is the Lego edition.
Ooh.
A shark caught in the net of a fisherman isn't anything new, but when it's the first Lego shark found since a cargo ship lost its load of almost 5 million Lego pieces at sea 27 years ago, it tends to make waves. The BBC reporting a couple of weeks ago, hundreds of pieces from the Tokyo Express cargo ship have been recovered this year. In 1997, this ship was hit by an unexpected wave and lost 62 shipping containers about 20 miles off of England. Since then, the BBC reporting that Lego pieces have been washing ashore in southwestern England, the Channel Islands, Wales, Ireland, the Netherlands, and Norway. But the shark, found in August of this year by a fisherman in Plymouth, England, was the first of the 22,000 dark gray and 29,000 light gray Lego sharks that were lost in this incident at sea.
Anyone who knows Lego right now is thinking to yourself, I wonder how much those are worth. I wonder where I can find them.
Well, if you can get a little rescue operation going, they believe there are probably still some 50,000 plus Lego lying on the seabed of the ocean.
James Cameron. I'm calling to you, James Cameron.
He's got the stuff.
Yeah, he does.
He's got the equipment. Some are making their way ashore. Others are heading into deeper waters. The sharks also sink. These Lego sharks are among the few Lego pieces that sink, and therefore that's why so few of them have been found.
You see, Jane, I have an app on my phone where I can take my phone and look at a pile of Lego, and it will tell me what I can build. I need to get it on a boat. I need to get on a submersible. Can we take the Civic Media credit card? This is all above board.
Sure.
And then I will find these Lego. We will talk about it.
Well, we'll make it a segment.
And we'll build it while eating broccoli cheese soup. That's amazing.
That comes from the Delafield Brewhouse because their soup is really good.
The beer cheese soup. Oh, my goodness. So oh, my gosh. So now I'm hungry.
Yeah, that's kind of unfortunate. But they're finding them one at a time. But still, knowing that there are 50,000 pieces Still unaccounted Lego floating around in the ocean somewhere. That definitely should not. It should not.
They should be in my house.
That wraps up today's episode of...
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.
Coming up on the show tomorrow, Lisa Schiller is going to be here from the Better Business Bureau. I got a voicemail last week, ostensibly from the IRS.
Yeah.
Telling me that the IRS has forgiven all tax debt. That kind of jumped out at me.
I mean, thanks, Trump.
As not sounding particularly legitimate.
No.
And Lisa Schiller with the Better Business Bureau, she knows all the scams, that can be scammed.
Yeah.
So we're going to talk about scams to look out for. What are the newest ones? What are the latest ones? And whether or not I don't have to worry about paying any taxes because I got this completely legitimate text voice message.
You're totally heard. Just call this number with your credit card. No,
it's perfectly legitimate. I am absolutely sure. A little bit later on this week, on Friday, we have a last minute big meeting.
Oh, yes.
So we're going to do a specially curated show for you on Friday with some new content in the first hour. And then we're actually going to replay the second hour of yesterday when we had our debut for 2025 of Beyond the Cheese.
Yes.
With Steven Aronson from Wisconsin Knitwear. Mm-hmm. Great conversation with him.
Maybe I can put together the broccoli cheese, broccoli cheddar saga.
Oh, that's a good idea.
That'd be fun. We'll see.
Parts one and two. That's coming up again. Lisa Schiller tomorrow from the Better Business Bureau will be joining us. News coming up next. Stay close. Thank you, Greg and Calvin and all of our engineers. Without you guys, nothing works. And thank you most of all for calling and texting and listening. It absolutely means the world. I hope you find some joy today and you get the chance to share it. Stay here on the vast statewide, countrywide, global on the app, Civic Media Radio Network. We'll see you tomorrow.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.